Yes, sir, we do. We are going to have the second building as an overflow. If we don't need it as an overflow, we're going to use it for testing. That way it's a quieter environment for anybody wanting to take their ham radio license test.
Very good. Okay, I was curious about that. I think Rich told me about that one. It's been a while. I haven't even heard Rich out here. I'm not sure if Rich is even a ham operator anymore, is he? You never hear him.
You just got to catch them at the right times. Usually after work at about 3, 3.30, maybe 4 o'clock, somewhere in there he'll jump on. I think Wednesday nights he has some sort of appointment that he has to go to, which should be ending here soon, I thought. I know at one time it was bowling. He was on a bowling league, so I'm not sure what he's got going on Wednesday nights, but yeah. Yeah. But see, that's why I always ask if anybody has anything for the net, even when they say no traffic, because you never know. You might think of something. So, back to you, Jeff, for anything else you might have.
Well, to do her, I appreciate it. Yeah, I was just curious about that. There's some other people talking about that the other day, and I go, well, I remember Rich talking about that. But anyways, you answered my question. I appreciate it. And thank you very much. KC9NAP, clear.